from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the White House is now rescinding an order that would have frozen federal grants less than 2 days after it sparked widespread confusion and legal challenges across the country, according to multiple reports. The Monday evening order from the White House Office of Management and Budget sparked uncertainty over a crucial financial lifeline for states, schools, and organizations that rely on trillions of dollars from Washington, and left the White House scrambling to explain what would and would not be subject to a pause in funding. A Bergen County man is accused of sexually assaulting a teen girl in a North Jersey mall.
Police were called to Willowbrook Mall in Wayne on January 11th, where a girl between the ages of 13 and 15 was sexually assaulted in a secluded area. Several days later, 23-year-old Little Ferry resident Dennis Ludisaka was arrested at the same mall. He's charged with first-degree kidnapping, 2 counts of second-degree sexual assault, and endangering the welfare of a child. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The federal bribery trial of Nadine Menendez is being postponed once again amid her continuing treatment for breast cancer. The wife of former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will now stand trial in New York on March 18th. Her husband was convicted last July of similar charges. Menendez is currently in a New York City courtroom today. He is awaiting his sentencing. The 71-year-old faces up to 15 years behind bars. A South Jersey community is topping a list as the best place to retire in New Jersey.
A study done by GoBankingRates.com finding Mays Landing the best place to retire in the Garden State. The list includes the best and worst places to retire in each state. Mays Landing only has about 6,000 residents. It's close to the beaches and Atlantic City Boardwalk. It is known for family-run shops and restaurants. The worst place is the city of Passaic in North Jersey. Jennifer Bolsoni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ101.5.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Super windy out there. Will it die down soon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our flip-flopping forecast continues. Each day's weather this week very different than the day before. Skies will clear out tonight. It'll be breezy and cold. Lows in the 20s. The wind chiller feels like temperature easily ending up in the teens overnight. A cold and blustery day tomorrow, mid-30s with sun and late-day clouds. At least we're staying dry. Friday, though, getting wet. Periods of rain from daybreak through early evening. Part of the state could see over an inch of rain. Could be some freezing rain and icing early on Friday, especially to the north. Highs will reach about 50, give or take. Quiet and seasonable Saturday with sunshine in lower 40s. Chance of a snow shower Sunday, highs upper 30s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange 50, Hillsborough 50, Toms River 52. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Mark Patrick Seminars. Lose the weight or stop smoking for only $49.99, guaranteed. Seminars are Sunday, February 16th at Crown Plaza in Edison, or Monday, February 17th at the Holiday Inn Express in Bordentown. Register now at markpatrickseminars.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.